الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We all read Durood Sharif together, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. This week, one student asked me a very interesting, pertinent question, and it made me think also quite a bit. So the question he asked me, then after that, following that, he asked me a few other questions also. So the question was, that what is tasawwur or tazkiyah? What is tazkiyah? Usually we explain you must make your tazkiyah, and if you make your tazkiyah, you have to say what a shaykh-e-kamil, and also then our azghal, our dhikr, etc. we have to do. But what is dhikr? What is tazkiyah? The tazkiyah, the very word of it, literally also explains what is this tazkiyah, what is this tasawwuf, and that is purification, to cleanse, to take out all the dirt, which was explained very beautifully, that it is, first of all, tahliyah, that is to take out all the wrong and bad things, and then tahliyah, to beautify it with all the right and beautiful things. So this tazkiyah is on our whole deen. We have to make for us, farz-e ayn on every person that he makes this tazkiyah. The first is our aqaid. All our beliefs must be correct. And we must take out any and all wrong beliefs and replace them with the correct beliefs. And the correct beliefs are those of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that is the people of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who follow his sunnah, and the jamaat of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, those who follow the sahaba, and which has come down to us in tawatur, that is that a huge amount of people have brought it from the top to the bottom. Every generation they were filled with such people. So that is our aqaid. Any wrong beliefs we have, like there are many, many wrong beliefs as far as superstition is concerned, as far as other aspects are concerned, we have got wrong beliefs. So all that, the tahliyah, it must be taken out. And then the tahliyah, the correct beliefs must be put in. Like, for example, the people of Egypt had sent a letter to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told him that the River Nile, it does not flow properly and give water to all the lands for irrigation until there is a young girl that is sacrificed, who is beautified with jewelry, the best clothes, etc. And she's sacrificed, and she goes, and the River Nile devours her. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just imagine, wrote a letter to the River Nile, addressing the River Nile, that if you are flowing on your own accord, we are not in need of you. And if you are flowing by Allah's command, then flow. And since that day till today, the River Nile has flowed continuously. So that is that correct belief that Allah alone is the doer. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tait, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at. Oh Allah, there is nobody who can stop that which you want to give. And nobody can give that which you have stopped. So Allah Ta'ala prayed in all matters, not only in the Tawheed, in Risalat also, Akhirat also, we must not have any wrong beliefs. All matters, Malaika, everything, the seven items of belief which are which we all know, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut. So all these that our Aqaid must come correctly. This is just briefly I'm mentioning. Then secondly will be our Ibadat. Ibadat is not only Namaz. Unfortunately, very unfortunately, I speak for myself. My Namaz is still not correct. And then there is Namaz, Roza, Zakat, Hajj. And that alone also is not all the Ibadat. Then there is Tilawat of Quran Sharif, Zikrullah, many, many other things in Ibadat. And then again, the Ibadat must be there. And together with the Ibadat, the essence, the soul and the ruh, our heart must be in there. For example, are we regular with our five times Namaz? And then in a Namaz is our concentration, devotion there. So that also we have to work on. So that also comes right. This is all what is called Islah, what is called Tazkiyah. So that is what we have to be conscious. Not just coming for majlis or just being bay'at or making dhikr and we feel that now we have done our tazkiyah. No, all these things must be corrected. Then thirdly is mu'amalat, our business dealings, our income, our expense, how we spend our money, where we spend it, how where we earn it from, and how where we spend it. So that also we have to see. Allah give us all tawfiq, and there are great, great wrongs that are in these things which I myself and all of us we have to correct. So all our mu'amalat must also become correct. All this is what is called tazkiyah, purification, rectification, correction, correcting ourselves. And then a very important part is mu'asharat, that is in social life, how we live with our spouses, husband and wife, parents and children, neighbors, family, all, whoever we have any contact with, how we live in our social life, that must also be correct. And then one thing that we normally think, take it and we regard that as tasawwuf in its entirety, but that is not all akhlaq. That is that razila, bad character must go and good character, akhlaq hamida, must come into a person. So that also is very important. It's not the only thing. Normally, if anyone does become serious about tazkiyah, then we normally only think of the akhlaq part and we just try and correct that. No, it is with all the five branches of deen and all adab, etiquette also. So that is what we have to work for. As far as akhlaq is concerned, Allah reward our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, who has written a beautiful kitab on all the razail, all the evil characteristics as far as akhlaq is concerned, and how to remove them and how to bring the good qualities. I will just give a few examples. For example, stinginess, miserliness, that's a bad quality. To be stingy, to be miserly, not to spend. So that quality has to be taken out. And that can come out when our aqaid, our belief that Allah is the giver. And la mani alima aqeed. Nobody can stop Allah from what He wants to give. He is the giver. And that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min zil arshi aqlala. O kama qal alayhi salatu wasalam. O Bilal, carry on, go on spending and do not fear any shortage coming from the owner of the arsh. And that is where all the treasures are kept. That is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah will give. So we have to build that yaqeen. We build it on asbab as well. When we see means are there, we feel satisfied. It's a very big weakness which I myself am suffering from. And we have to remove that. And we have to bring the correct aqaid, the correct akhlaq and aqaid into our hearts. And not just know them and not just be able to speak about it or listen to it, but it must be there, present in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all. Then, and it must be replaced with generosity. And so a person, A Muslim person has to be a generous person. He should be ready to spend. His hands must be open to spend in good causes. Wherever he sees a good cause, then his hands are open and he spends freely. Then, for example, pride has to come out of us. That is a very, very, very dangerous quality. And pride is that we think ourselves better than others. And pride, ujub, is also that we think we are good. And in place of that, humility, humbleness must come. So that is another great quality, whether we have got humbleness in us or not. So we have to remove the pride, and we have to remove all this ujub that we think we are better than others, and replace it with humility. Then, for example, to take khidmat all the time, that also, to be a makhdoom, we have to take that out, and we have to become khadim. We make the khidmat of other people. We are very, very, very weak in that also. So, and mashallah, there are those people who are very, very advanced in this, and they are ready for khidmat all the time. Sincerely, truly, they make khidmat. So that also is a very, very important aspect. So all these bad qualities, which everyone acknowledges as bad, Muslim and non-Muslim also, we all regard these as bad qualities. So that is what is tasawwuf. That is what is islah, what is tazkiyah. So all those bad qualities, we have to try and remove them and replace them with all these good qualities. For example, the fear of the creation, that also has to be removed. And the fear of Allah, the khawf of Allah must come. The love of dunya must go, and the love of akhirat must come. So all these things, and there are plenty more, which Hazrat has explained in his kitab. So all that we have to do in order to bring these good qualities in us. So for that, the method of achieving it is, we need somebody who will guide us on this, who will make us conscious of it, and tell us what are the bad things, and how to bring in the correct qualities, how to get rid of the bad qualities and bring the good qualities. Gee, one more bad quality is that of anger. And in its place, we should have, we should be able to control ourselves. Another is that we don't make shukr, na shukr. Then that must be replaced with shukr. A Muslim must be always thankful. And then sabr. That whenever Allah help us and protect us, we ask for afiyat from Allah Ta'ala. But if anything goes untoward, then Allah, may Allah bless us with the great quality of sabr. So all these things, as they come into a person, his islah, his tazkiyah gets made. We are still miles and miles and miles away from what we have to bring within us. And that is really, of course, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. I speak for myself, and whoever else feels that way, then we all have to, together, we make an effort. And so together, like for example, if the clothes, body, they are dirty, then they are washed with water, soap. So the same way, yeah, the zikr of Allah. Regularly we make the zikr of Allah, that will purify us as well. And then the company of somebody who has got these qualities in them, we stay in their company. So that is what is required. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his infinite mercy and kindness, bless us with this true, actual what is called the tasawwuf, and not just the name, and just that we pretend that we are in khanka, and we are in tasawwuf, and we are in tazkiyah. But the actual tazkiyah must take place. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and be pleased with us. May Allah accept. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.